Yeah, I've not touched Ratchet and Clank since. Like, I platinum. I was like, okay. Like, same thing with Spider-Man, like Miles Morales. So it's like,
oh yes.
If I ever want to go back and just to play it, like, I already have the platinum, so I can just enjoy it for what it is. Especially these games.
I need to go back.
I need to start Demon Souls. That's my next one.
Probably. Dude, I bought it like day one and I returned it. I was like, same. I can't do this.
I played it. I like them. It's just like, my friend platinumed it. He's platinumed every single
really?
One.
Really? I feel like it's easier to platinum games nowadays. I used to be more intimidated about
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the ones that get harder. Well, I think it's easier because now, like, collectibles, you can just look up online. You know what I mean? We're like back in the day.
Yeah. Now PlayStation 5 has like those. Oh, like, here's exactly where it is. Like, I don't even have to, like, YouTube or anything.
Dude, I've barely, like, I have like 7 games I've still not played. Like, I got Persona.
Oh, come on.
I still never beaten Persona. Godfall, I never beat. Okay. Demon Souls. Sackboy, I bought first day for me and my girlfriend. Guess what? She never played it with me. Dude, all she wants to play is Mortal Kombat.
I can understand that. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Critics Play Games, a podcast where film critics talk shop about video games. My name is Christian, and I'm joined by YouTuber, the Rogue One, Zach Pope. In this episode, we're going to be reviewing the latest PlayStation 5 exclusive, Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart. And before we begin today's show, you can listen to our podcast on platforms around the globe. You can follow us over at Critics Play Pod for all of our latest announcements. Zach, how are you doing today, man? It is finally Friday. I'm
dude,
here.
thank fucking God.
It was such a long week.
I'm so excited. Terrible long week, man. But I'm excited to be here, man. Ratchet and Clank, what an excellent game. And, you know, spoiler alert, I guess I already spoiled it. It's an excellent game. If you haven't already played it, it's probably because you don't have a PS5. And if you have a PS5 and you haven't played it yet, I don't know what the hell is wrong with you. Don't you need a game? There's no games.
I guess there's Returnal, but that is very
niche.
That is
very niche.
Yes, it is. A very niche $70 game, mind you.
I bought it. I liked it. Guess what, though? I fucking threw my controller quite a few fucking times. This is gonna be fun, man. I think we both love this game, right?
Oh, absolutely. And for all the listeners out there, you know, we will be getting into like our first initial reactions, you know, and kind of just overall, we are 2/3 of out of all of us who have beaten the game. Leo's still working on it, so that's fine. But you know, we've beaten
you and me. You and me have no life. Let's just say it. Like, we beat it in what, like 4 or 5 days, I think. Like,
yeah, dude. I just kept going back, and I was like, you know what?
Same.
I spent $70 on this. I'm gonna platinum it, and that's exactly what I did.
Which, you know, it's funny. Like, when you look back at the amount of time that you put into a game, it was worth $70, I would say. Like, Rift Apart is like worth the 70. Like, I'm still not happy with the $70 value type shit.
No.
But if your game is like great, then okay. Like, I'll buy it. You know, I'll talk shop about it. You know, we're like Returnal. Did I pay $70 for that game? Yeah. I kind of regret paying $70 for it. Yeah.
Godspeed, man. I couldn't justify spending $70. On that game.
But it's so good. That's the thing. It shouldn't have been $70. It should have been 40 or 50. Flat out, it should have been 40, 50.
I'm not maybe paying even a dime 50. Over 30.
You're fucking crazy. But honestly, I don't think you'll like it because it's literally fucking Dark Souls with a gun. That's exactly what it is. It's literally Dark Souls with a gun.
At 60 like, FPS.
It's actually, let me put it this way. It's Rezogun meets Dark Souls.
I do like, love exactly Rezogun. I do.
It's made
love
by the same people. It's
I know. I was really intrigued.
If we lived in the same state, I would just hand you it right now. Go try it out. Because my friend's playing it right now.
Really?
And Yeah, because that's like his shit, man. That's all he plays. And he goes, I love this game. He just doesn't buy anything. Like, this dude, we buy him all, like, so, like, he bought the PS5 and all he plays is Destiny. That's all he fucking plays.
What? That's Destiny. Like buying a new console and playing, like, Fortnite. I mean, like, oh, look at this.
Shut the fuck up. I play fucking Fortnite all
the time. No, I like
dude, let
it.
Let me tell you. But not for Fortnite. Let me tell you. Dude, the PS5 version of Fortnite smacks. It's not bad. Really? It runs real. Dude, there's like no load screens. I mean, that's amazing. With every game, especially Ratchet and Clank.
For Ratchet and Clank, and this is us obviously getting into our initial reactions. It is developed by Insomniac Games. For people who don't know, they are in charge of creating the Spider-Man PS4 and Miles Morales game, as well as old school Spyro back in the day.
Yeah.
And in Sunset Overdrive as well. That's on
the most underrated game of the last gaming cycle, man.
I agree. It was so much like that. Sunset Overdrive was a lot of fun. And
that was my first Xbox One game.
Was it?
That and Titanfall. Yeah.
Titanfall. Oh,
dude, I remember. So it's funny. I'll tell a funny story on this because this is our podcast. We can do whatever the fuck we want. So I was like, how old was I? Fuck. Anyways, I think I was a junior in high school when the Xbox, it already come out for a bit now. Mm. I wanted to get one, but I bought a PS. So like back in the day, like my dad would tell me you get one console. That's all I would get. So like I bought the PS4, but even then, like they were like, you can't buy another one. Like you can only have one console.
Why?
So dude, who fucking knows, man? This is why I don't have my PS2, my PS1.
No.
I always have to trade. It sucked, man. So I remember I begged. I was like, because I had a 360. I still had my 360, though. Like, for some reason, I didn't have to sell that. I don't remember what, but I was like, Dad, I really want an Xbox One. Like, I really want an Xbox One. He goes, why do you need it? Like, you don't need it. I was like, this game looks cool. Sunset Overdrive plus Titanfall had already come out. So I was like, I want Titanfall, you know? Like, yeah. Titanfall looks like, which is awesome. It's so, if you haven't played Titanfall, Titanfall 2 was awesome, and EA failed that game, putting it in between the weeks of Call of Duty and Battlefield. Dumbest mistake you could have ever done. So I'm like, let's do this. So it's funny. So my parents were going out of town, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna throw a fucking party. Well, the day before they left, they bought the Xbox and they showed it to me. They're like, if you're good, you get this.
Oh boy.
So I threw a fucking party, man. not that big.
Yeah.
Probably like 3 a.m. going to bed. Cops are banging on the door. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, God.
Long story short, it wasn't my fault. They were looking for like one of my friends that wasn't even at the party.
Wow.
But then at the whatever party he was at that he bailed at, they didn't arrest anyone. They didn't give anyone a ticket. But at my house, they asked to breathalyze me, and they gave me an MI or an M and whatever the hell it's called, minor under consumption.
Okay,
I was so pissed, and I had to call my fucking parents.
Oh,
and I'm like, hey, like blah blah. I still got the Xbox though. After a while.
Oh, I was gonna say you were so close,
dude. Yeah, after like a while, I had to do like community service shit like that.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, after that, didn't drink at all until I was like 21. I said, fuck that. But Sunset Overdrive was totally worth it once I got it, man.
Oh, let's absolutely
fucking tell you, fucking amazing game. Please play it. Please make a sequel for the PlayStation. I would love it.
We're covered on both ends, so it doesn't matter for us.
Yeah.
We're knee deep in next gen.
Yeah, but that's a game. I think if it would have came out on all consoles, it would have done way better.
I think I agree. I mean, I honestly feel that way for all games, but Ratchet and Clank seems to be, or Rift Apart seems to thrive. It has been quote unquote thriving on the PlayStation 5. You know, it is a PlayStation 5 exclusive. And when I went to go pick up my copy, actually, no, I bought it through Amazon. I went to go pick up my copy of Mass Effect, and I was curious just at GameStop to see how many people I pre-ordered Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart. And they said, you know, obviously the numbers are a little bit lower because nobody can find a PlayStation 5, but they said they had so many people coming in pre-ordering the game anyway because like they were dead set. They were planning on buying a PlayStation
5. I think that's 5. The thing is that like,
because they want the pre-order bonus.
You have but also like I went to Walmart, all sold out. Target, all sold out. Like, no one has Ratchet. And my GameStop didn't even have anymore.
That's
like,
crazy.
Like, if you didn't pre-order it, you didn't get it. So, like, because, like, this is the thing at GameStop where people don't know. Like, if they want to play, like, majority of the time, a new game, if you don't pre-order it, you can't walk in anymore and get it first day. That's just the truth now. And I don't know why they've done that. I think it's because they don't want the highest stock and stuff like that. But from what I understand, they'll order like a couple more, like one or two. And that's it. But here's the thing. Like, I think this is a game that, you know, the sales are decent. They're good. Yeah. It would be higher, though, if more people had a PS5. That's just what's going to happen.
Yeah.
The thing with this game, though, is this will probably be the first game most people buy for the PS5.
Oh, absolutely.
That's just the honest truth. So I think the sales will in general grow as more PS5s grow. And especially, I think they're doing combo deals. Like, if you buy the PS5,
yeah,
you get Ratchet and Clank.
Actually, I was thinking that because you're saying that, you know, there's a lot of people out there buying this game and, you know, it's hard to find. I'm thinking a lot of the scalpers out there are kind of just doing their thing, you know, like, you know, starting to bundle these consoles with Ratchet and Clank.
And you know what's funny? I've been looking, a lot of these scalpers, their deals are going down. I mean, here's the thing. If you want a console, you just need to look every day.
Pretty much.
You just need to, literally, like, within the last week or two, I've seen both consoles, the Xbox and the PlayStation, restock so many times.
I've seen more Xbox, like, on my side, but yeah, I know what you mean.
Oh, really? I've seen PlayStation a lot, but PlayStation does it every week. They do the queue. You just hop in the queue.
Man, they tried to act like that was so special because I actually ended up getting two PlayStations. One because of Zach actually getting my own.
Hell yeah.
Literally, I ran up to GameStop, got the last one. The second one, like a few weeks later, they sent me like they're like, oh, you know, putting your PlayStation name here. And like, if you're selected, you know, we'll let you know if you could buy a PlayStation 5. So I got one for my friend. He got a digital one. By the way, never use United States Postal Service ever again. I sent two packages out because I sold my PlayStation 4 to Devin.
Yeah.
And I sent out my the other PlayStation 5 to my other friend, Ethan. And I sent them out both on the same day. They both live in Ohio. They live 20 minutes away from each other. Tell me why Devin got his like 2 days later. Ethan didn't get his till like 3 weeks later.
That's a fucking
joke. That is so terrible. Like, he finally got it.
Dude, my friend's PS5, he ordered from Target. Dude, it got delayed like 4 or 5 weeks. He was so pissed. And my friend felt so bad. My friend who doesn't like play much on it. So he literally let he's just like, just take mine until yours come in. And then I'll just play on yours.
Wow.
Or I'll just play when yours come in. He goes, I'm not even going to play it.
What a friend.
Too busy. Yeah. I'm like, fuck that. I wouldn't have done that. I would be like, fuck this. This is my new thing. So, I mean, and that's the thing, dude. Like, if you guys want a console and you're listening, just look every day. Every time you get up, check the Target app. Every day. That's how my friend got one. He literally checks and he still buys them. He'll buy them and just give them and like have, he'll be like, who wants one? And then, you know, he just sells it and they pay him back. Like, and I've done that before too. I've bought in probably like 4 or 5 of the consoles.
I'm looking for another one for one of my coworkers.
Yeah. And it's just like, I'm like, if you're good for your money, like, yeah, I'll it up. It's just, but within the next year, it'll be easier to get it. Like, that's just how it is.
Because I want people to play this game.
Same. And I guess that's like kind of where we start. Like, where do you want to start at this, man?
I guess just initial reactions. Like, what were your thoughts like going through this game? Like, this is like what the 13th installment in like a line of franchise that goes back to the PlayStation 2.
And all of them are good. All of them, I would say, are just good to great.
It's a lot of fun.
My favorite one, personally, in memory, is Ratchet Deadlock. I think that's so underrated. But A Clank in Time, the two games for the PS3 were phenomenal.
A Crack in Time was my favorite from the play. Yeah, I think that's my favorite one, aside from this one.
I gotta say, Rift Apart's top three.
Yeah.
Easily. I think story-wise, it's fantastic. The thing I was most nervous about going into this was I knew the gameplay was going to be great. I knew technically it was going to be awesome. I knew all that was going to be great. The thing that I love the most, though, and the thing I was most worried about was the story. Because Ratchet and Clank stories can be hit or miss. You know, they're always fun to play, but how deep can you really get? And I think when it comes to Sony games, lately a lot of these games, no matter how M-rated or E or teen, there always is a great story. You know, give it what you will, Knack is a piece of shit. But the story in World was not too bad. It was not too bad.
I didn't even bother picking it up. I did not.
It was not too bad. I was the first game on the PS4. But it wasn't too bad, you know, not a standout solid, but Sony is really much in this realm of story. Mm. The story is fantastic for this. And I think the biggest standout is Riven and Kit. I honestly, I liked playing as them more. I always look forward to play. Yep, dude. And I feel like you actually do play as Riven more than Ratchet.
Yeah, I got that feeling too. I do agree. I really liked Riven. I really liked Ratchet, and like pretty much the her entire like multiverse, like with her Nefarious so and whatnot.
Good. Yeah,
and it's like she was
being a badass.
Yeah, it's just like she was kind. She was understanding. I mean, you know, you get the OG. You have Ratchet. You have
robot Clank, arm, man.
Yeah, I did. So for the longest time, I didn't realize she had a robot arm for the longest time. Like okay. I knew when I started playing the game, but it was like maybe a week before the game came out. I was like, oh, she does have a robot arm.
Well, I didn't watch anything for this game. I only watched the first trailer when they announced it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that looks awesome.
It's so easily missed until, I mean, they bring it up in the story.
And it's a big part of the story. And that's what I loved.
Yeah.
And the side stuff, the side planets, all of it adds to the story. That's what makes this game so special, is the story is wonderful. Dude, I don't know about you, though. This game was fucking funny.
There's one.
Are we talking spoilers? It's not a heavy spoiler.
But well, yeah. Well, let's.
If you don't want to know.
No, I was just gonna give a little.
The little tidbit. I need one of those. If you guys, here's the thing. If you don't like, it's not a big spoiler. It's not anything for the story wise. But there's one part where they have to bleep out Clank. And
Oh my god, I lost it, dude.
I mean, the whole game's funny, and you have a smile. I had a smile on my face the entire time. But when Clank said the F word, I died laughing. I was like, that was perfect. I don't remember when it was. Was it when they were, when was it?
It was towards the end, I think, when you're facing off against like the skeleton enemies.
Oh, the skeleton. And they're like all popping through. Okay, yeah.
He was like, what the f-? I was like,
dude, so clever, so smart. And the series has grown with like the audience too.
Yeah.
That's what I love about it. You know, kids can play this game for sure, but like for me who grew up, like I was always, you know, I said in my review on my YouTube channel, were Jack and Daxter, Sly Cooper, Ratchet and Clank. You might have played all three, but there was always one that you were more pertained towards. I was always more pertained towards Ratchet and Clank as a kid.
Oh, I was Jack and Daxter.
See, and a lot of people were. I don't know what it was. I just never, like, I didn't get into Jack and Daxter till I was probably like 16, 17.
Oh, okay.
And I loved them. I mean, I look back and I'm like, those games still hold up. Jack 2. Fucking great, literally, man.
I love Jack too, but it's like it gets a little hard from time to time because it's challenging. But I back in like the original Ratchet and Clank games, they like between Ratchet and Clank and Jack and Daxter, there's like this little rivalry. But in a few of the older Ratchet and Clank games, you would see like portraits of Jack and Daxter.
Yeah,
I don't
I remember.
I don't think I saw any for Ripped Apart or anything like that. I didn't look close enough.
There's probably some Easter eggs. Insomniac always does great with those. But like, I think I was more surprised by how good the story was.
Yeah.
And like how, again, it really much grew with the audience. I mean, Ratchet is a hero. You know, he's not this kid anymore. Him and Clank really are adults now. Yeah. And I like how that kind of aged with us, because when we first met them, you know, whether you're playing the rebooted version for the PS4 or the original version, they were kids.
Yeah,
they both were. And, you know, they've grown a lot.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And it's more like the gameplay was so good. And, you know, we do see a few new tricks like the hover boots. I'd use those like the entire time. Like as soon as I unlocked them, I was like, let's go, let's get it moving. They were just so much fun to use. Like I didn't miss Clank's like helicopter, but like he does have other modes, but you don't really see it in this game because he you know, through the entire game, he only has one arm. And then you have Rivet and what was it? I'm sorry.
Kit, sorry.
I really liked Kit and how they kind of weaved in that Kit was, I mean, obviously, we're talking spoilers. The game came out like what, a week or two ago? So like, we're totally fine. It's whatever.
If you don't have a PS5, just go buy the game when it comes out.
Yeah, honestly, it's, I really like how they tie it in that, Kit was the one who tore off Rivet's arm.
And did you see that coming?
No, I did not. I did not see that coming at all.
So when they showed the flashback with Rivet, and then we find out that Kit can be a big robot with Ratchet, I was like,
I didn't put two and two together. I don't know why I didn't.
I wonder if that's Kit. And then
I didn't think they were going to address how she lost her arm at all.
Oh, really?
No,
I was happy they did.
I'm glad that they did. I think
her being paired with Clank was nice too, because he had lost his arm in the beginning.
Yeah. That was a nice little parallel. I really like how they switched that was really, really nice. But
so, yeah. I mean, just the story was great.
Yeah.
And I think top notch, though, if we're talking like ranking the Ratchet and Clank gameplay, though, this is the best yet.
It really was. It's felt so fluid, like the 60 FPS. What mode did you play it on? Because I know there was.
I did the one that's between ray tracing and 60 FPS.
That's what I did, too.
Whatever's the middle one.
Yeah.
Which I did try the ray tracing.
Okay.
And the ray tracing's
like
absolutely insane. I mean, but I like playing 60 frames per second, so I'm always going to go 60 frames per second.
I'm always performance over graphics 100% of the time. I mean, the graphics
I was sitting there just blown away, and there would be times where you'd go from a cutscene to gameplay, and I'm like, oh, we're playing? Okay. It's time to move again.
It was so seamless. Like between like the entire world, this looks so beautiful, and the rifts obviously themselves, and how you,
dude,
I liked
how loading. There's no loading. It was in the like game. Literally. I mean, if there is, it's hiding.
Oh, it definitely really has to be hiding in there somewhere. Like there can't be no loading, but it's hiding in there somewhere. I think it came from. I mean, if it was loading, it was very, very seamless. When you're kind of going through the trajectories of like, you know, through each like multiverse.
That's like the only loading thing, I think.
Yeah.
Because if that was on the PS4, you would have gone through that for like 2 minutes.
And then
you know, it's true though.
Your PlayStation would have been sounding like a jet engine.
Yeah.
And on the PS4 Pro, which I'm very curious for this game, why they decided to make Ratchet and Clank a PlayStation 5 exclusive and not available for PlayStation 4 users.
I'm going to be honest. I think they would have had to down it a lot. I think when we look at Horizon and Miles, did you ever play Miles on the PS4 or no?
No. I only play PlayStation.
So 5. My friend has it for the 4. It runs like shit. I mean, it doesn't run like as bad as Cyberpunk, but it has so many glitches. Yeah. I remember he reviewed the game and he literally told me, he goes, I'm giving it a 7 out of 10 because it literally runs like shit. It runs not great.
Does he have the base PS4 or does he have the slim?
He's a pro.
He's a pro.
And it's still glitchy.
The pro man.
I had the pro. It ran fine, but like, you didn't need it.
Oh, you still have your pro?
No, I sold that fucking thing the second I got a 5.
There's really no reason to have one now.
No, honestly. No, there isn't. Like, but, and that's the thing. So, like, I think, I wonder if the team at Insomniac was like, I don't think we can do this. I think they literally discussed it has to be PS5. And I wonder, and I've said this, I think Horizon's been pushed back because they're doing that too. I really believe Horizon has been pushed back because they know it has to come out on the PS4 too.
Yeah, because
I think God of War is the same thing. I think both those games would have been out this year if they didn't have, if they weren't coming out on PS4.
Yeah, or if we weren't.
Because it doesn't just have to run on the Pro. It has to run on the base console.
Yeah.
So I get it. Like, we're going to have a completely different experience on both those games than someone who's playing on the PS4. That's just how it is.
Yeah, I do agree with that, because it sucks, because it's like it's Cyberpunk all over again. And not even Cyberpunk. It's just when it comes to the cross generation games, when you're transitioning from one,
it's tough.
Yeah, it is.
Do you feel like remember when Sony? I know we've talked about this, when Sony first was like, oh, we're leaving it behind. PS5 going on. Did you like that they said that or not?
Man, I'm so mad that they misled so many people, because during that PlayStation showcase in early 2020, everyone was excited. It was PlayStation 5, future of gaming. And then They were like, oh, like we're going to show you, like we had Miles Morales. We had Horizon Zero Dawn and a few, I think Returnal was there.
You know
as well.
What they should have done?
And they said, we believe in generations, man. That's what they said. And like,
they stuck with that for the PS3 and PS4. They fucking stuck with that thing.
And like, it's fine if these games are going to come out like cross gen. Like, I'm totally fine with that. Like, I have the more the merrier.
Start.
Like, you have to be like, Sony needs to be more transparent with that. And I just, that's one thing they're not really good at the communication thing. Like, the blogs are cool. Like, but that's usually how they do their announcements now.
They need to do more state of plays. They do them too sporadically. Like, Nintendo Direct does them. I think Nintendo does those perfectly. Yeah. Yes, some people get disappointed from them, but they do them enough. And then Xbox is pretty good at communicating, too. I love Sony. I mean, I'll probably always be a main Sony person, but, like, I'm there for their exclusives. I mean, that's
why I've always been there. Like, I grew up as a PlayStation as a PlayStation fan, obviously before Xbox came. And I mean, during the 360, I was
360. More 360, man.
I had a PlayStation 3, but I mean, it was for the exclusives. Yeah. Like, that's all it was.
So, and I think that's where it goes is like, yes, Ratchet and Clank is a great exclusive. Sony, in the end of the day, will always have the better exclusives. Always think that. I think especially when it comes to single player stuff. And honestly, if you think about this, I think it's, I don't know if this is more weird. I feel like more dads want Sony stuff. Like, more dads play PlayStation because they're not into online gaming. Microsoft, like Xbox, they're very much going, I think this generation is going to be a little bit different, but very much the last generation was all online gaming. That's what they really focused in on, Halo, Gears, and it seems like they're kind of going with that further, but more single player stuff. And, you know, I'm sure we'll kind of talk about it more of our podcasts later down the road as more information comes out. But, you know, I think Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart just would not have worked on a base console.
I agree.
If it did, they probably would have had to delay it more. And I think Sony probably looked at it too, and they're like, we can't have this many games delayed. So let's take the risk. Let's just say Ratchet & Clank, this big IP, is pretty much the first big, this is really much the first big next-gen game.
Because I wouldn't count Demon's Souls because that's a remake. I wouldn't count Miles Morales because that's a cross-gen game.
Yep. Eternal, I guess, Godfall? Technically was... Well, now it's crossplay. It's
PS4 2 now. That was very odd how they handled too. That.
But no, honestly, I guess Returnal technically was
the first.
No, Ratchet and Clank really is because I mean both of these games are. Both of them are next gen. The main, like, if you're getting a PS5 and you want to experience next gen, these are the two games to try out because you will see the difference in them. I mean, Returnal has the better loading screen. I mean, Returnal has no loading either. So, I mean, it's insane too. But you know what I mean? Like, these are the two actual first gen, next gen experiences. And I think when you play Ratchet and Clank, the gameplay, the story's there, obviously, but like, the gameplay, you're just going to be floored the entire time. The loading screens, the secrets that you'll find, the moving, the flexibility of the game. Dude, I don't know about
dash, your hands the tired. Dash? Yeah.
The what is it called? The haptic trigger.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting there jumping back and forth, back and forth, jumping back and forth. Boom, 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 boom.
That switch was fun.
Guns. It's so addicting and so fun. What was your favorite gun?
I was actually just about to ask you the same question. I ended up using the Pixelizer so much, but then I.
Which one was that?
It's like the Pixelizer HD. If you pre-ordered it, you got it early. If not, you just had to buy it later on in the game.
Hmm. I never put it. I forgot to put in the pre-order thing.
It's all right. I mean, I almost forgot myself. I was like, oh, like, I pre-ordered. Like, well, let me get my pre-order bonuses here. Yeah. So besides the Pixelizer, I use the, I think it's like one of the shock, like chain guns was a lot of fun.
Okay. Yeah.
God, I'm
trying. I love the Headhunter.
The Headhunter was fun, yeah.
The Warmonger, dude, that thing fucking... And then the shotgun, too, dude. Leveled up. I think I almost had every gun at level 5 by the time I beat the game.
Yeah. I was hoping there was going to be a trophy for that, but there's really...
You know which one I used a lot was the mushroom one when you threw them out and you would fight? Dude, all those, when I got into those big arenas when there were so many of them, I would literally use every single one of those devices to throw them all around, and then I would just take out the rest.
The ricochet one was pretty fun too. But definitely the Pixelizer HD was probably my favorite.
That's the ricochet one and the Gatling gun I didn't like. Those were the only two I was like, ugh.
Once I got that Rhino though, It was all over.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. It was but, and that's the thing, dude. It's fun, man. I love this game. I kind of want to go play it again right now.
I do. Like, and honestly, like, especially, so, like, when you get all the gold bolts, and I was telling Leo this, like, there are certain things that become, like, more available to you. Like, there's unlimited health, like, unlimited ammo. I think there's 20. Yeah, it was 20. I was going to say either 20 or 21 or 25. But, and I didn't realize that those were the gold bolts were for. And it totally, like, it's as if I'd never played a Ratchet and Clank game.
I know. It's just been a while, dude. It's only been like 6 years since the last one.
I didn't buy the 2016 one. I did.
It was fun. It was fun.
I was like, I don't know. It seems like it was great, but this one's definitely more to form. And I think Insomniac Games right now is really carrying PlayStation, much like Naughty Dog did back with in the PlayStation 3 era. We got three Uncharted games. Yeah.
Last of Us. Yeah.
And Last of Us.
I mean, they did that. And then who would you say carried last gen? I think it was pretty mixed. I think it was pretty balanced.
I mean, yeah, because a lot, like, PlayStation 4 popularity, at least to me, from what I noticed, didn't really spike until like 2017 when Horizon Zero Dawn came out. People didn't really,
dude, that last next gen, I honestly, they had a slower start than this gen, to be honest, because they weren't that.
But there's more available now. Like, now there is.
So.
But like the launch, I mean, because of COVID. Launch is
terrible. Oh, God. Can I be honest? I think this gen is better than last gen's launch.
Oh, absolutely. There was nothing for the PlayStation 4 or Xbox One when it came out.
No, there
like,
was nothing.
No apps, there was literally nothing. It was terrible. It was like all this great stuff.
The best launch was the PS3, in my opinion. You had Resistance, Heavenly Sword, four other games.
Ratchet and Clank Future Tales of Destruction was out that year too. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
like, they killed it. I feel like on a normal year, this year would have been amazing.
Mm-hmm.
If we still get Horizon of Final Fantasy, I'll still contend this was a great year. Besides, for people who can't get a console,
well, we get Deathloop and Ghostwire Tokyo and Kena: Bridge of Spirits this year. But those are all, like, they're not exclusives. They're,
I think Ghostwire is. Ghostwire still is.
Yeah, it's going to be that, and Deathloop are going to be timed exclusives because Microsoft is honoring those deals, which, you know, I would assume nothing else. So those are going to be timed exclusives. I don't know for how long. Kena: Bridge of Spirits.
I think it's a year.
Yeah. Okay. So, and honestly, that's totally fine, man. Like, we got Halo coming up. Like, it's going to be, great. You're going to be eating good out here.
I mean, and that's the thing. I'm never a console war. I like both consoles. Oh, for sure. I think they both have pros.
That's why
and
cons I bought
them,
both.
And that's the thing.
I didn't want to
get that. Same. I'm a gamer. That's why I buy them. That's why I buy, like, my friend was like, why do you need both? I'm like, because I want to play all the games.
I don't want to choose. Like,
yeah.
I can live without Nintendo. I can. Because I'll just play Pokemon all day.
Yes and no for me with Nintendo. I love my Switch. I just don't play it enough.
Yeah.
But if they do really have this next one coming out, like, I used to bring mine to work all the fucking time. Mm. I used to bring mine to work all the time and play it. But now with my new job, I'll probably end up bringing it to work and playing the shit out of it. Because what I would do on my lunch. I have nothing else to do, and I don't want to talk to people. So I'll play whatever the fuck I can. But, I mean, that's my thing, dude. But I just love gaming, and I think that's a big thing. If you're a gamer, you're going to love Ratchet and Clank Review. I do have one question for you for this game. Do you have any cons for it? Because I have, like, two.
My one con would have been, I wish they would have went deeper with Rivet. It seemed at points she was kind of just there. And, like, we didn't really get, like, we got a backstory.
I think that's
with
both of them, though. I would say that's with both of them. I think it got to a certain point. I felt like the story was a little too short, and they could have expanded a little bit more of this world. Now, again, this feels like doesn't feel like the end of Ratchet and Clank. It feels like the beginning, like the next trilogy of Ratchet and Clank games. And I gotta say, I'm gonna tell you right now, I guarantee the next one's co-op. One person plays as Rivet, one person plays as Ratchet.
Because
that was my thing. I wanted to see them fight with each other, you know?
Yeah. It's very, it's kind of like, where do they go from here? Because, like, I mean, it ends
kind of wrapped stuff up. But if when you get to the end of the credits, it pretty much shows, oh, they went, you're assuming they went to go meet the other Lombaxes.
Yeah, and we've seen other Lombaxes from A Crack in Time, but yeah. It's like the whole point is like, you know, Ratchet is like, you know, the only Lombax in his dimension, and he hasn't really found his kind, and neither is Rivet. But I it's like, where do you just toss Rivet aside after this? Like,
can't, I hope I they think don't. She's a fan favorite now.
Yeah,
and that's why I think. I don't want them to do the thing of, I mean, okay, I wouldn't mind switching between them again. Really do a co-op game. And you know what? I'll say this. I think we need to look at the next Spider-Man game and see what they're doing there. I think however they handle that, because you know what I mean? Because now you got to handle Miles and Peter. You wanted to introduce Miles Morales already. So now that's your thing. Yeah. How do you handle Peter and Miles? I wonder if they're doing co-op for that game. I really do wonder if they're doing a co-op thing for that game. And Insomniac's done co-op games before.
Yeah.
You know, Sunset Overdrive had a nice little multiplayer co-op thing, and I wish they would have put it into the story. What they did that Ratchet and Clank All for One, and it was fun.
Yeah.
But they but it was more of a platformer than an actual Ratchet and Clank game. I think they've played around with it, but I think if you can do it, dude. Could you imagine if, like, say, like, you and me could play the next Spider-Man game, like, I'm Peter and you're Miles, or, like, you get to play as fucking Venom or Gwen, you know what I
That'd
mean?
That'd be awesome. That'd be
we get to sweet. Switch between that and between missions, like,
I like
that'd be
that
fucking awesome. That'd be great, and I think that's what they should do for the next Ratchet and Clank game. And then if you don't have someone to play with, just do an AI. At this point, like, the AI partners have gotten way better than, like, the PS3 days and stuff, I would say. So I'm hopeful for that. I'm hopeful for that. But, you know, if they end up just doing the split between, like, you go here, you go there, that's fine. But I really think...
I wouldn't mind another mix of both in between.
But I really think Rivet, I want more of her.
And I do, yeah. Like,
I want to ask you, if they announce tomorrow, the next game is not about Ratchet and Clank, it's Rivet and Kit.
Oh, I buy
That's
it.
That's what they're doing.
I buy it.
You would do it?
Yeah, yeah.
Can I be honest? I see them doing that too. They just did it with fucking Miles Morales.
Yeah.
They could do it.
They could.
So
it could even, like, if they wanted to make a smaller game, they could, like they did with Miles, because
it's rumored about Ghost of Tsushima. I don't know if you saw the rumor.
What is that rumor? I didn't hear anything
about it. So the rumor right now, and no one knows what it is, but pretty much it's like, apparently Sucker Punch has been making Ghost of, I'm not even going to try and pronounce the other word, but it's apparently some other island. It's I don't know if it's continuing. No one knows if it's continuing his story, if it's someone else's story, but it's a it's like Miles Morales. And remember, Sony talked about this. They said, we're going to push out big games, but there will be those smaller ones in between to hold you off. And I, at this point, I'm really digging that, because then it's just more gaming for us, more story content. And I feel like that's what we're going to get with Ghost. Wouldn't be surprised if we get it with Ratchet and Clank. And I'm going to tell you right now, after this next God of War, wouldn't be surprised if we get it with the next God of War 2.
Loki. Ah, there you go. God
of War. Yeah.
I like that a lot. And
so
that's a really good point, because it's almost as if I don't know where they're going to go with this, but it's like with the Ghost of Tsushima, like, you made like a pretty big choice at the end of that game. So, like, where do they go from there? Like, is it someone else? Like, or is it going to be more of like a Mass Effect thing, where I really hope they bring something like that back? Like, the choice, like, it just affects everything that you do. It makes the story feel like one giant game.
Like, you just move it. That's why. That's the fucking reason. I know we'll probably have to do a podcast just on Mass Effect.
We keep coming back to it. It's okay.
But that's why the next game, it's like, you just need to tie it into that trilogy. If you tie it into Andromeda, cool. But, like, if you tie it into that trilogy, you're going to win back more fans. And fucking BioWare needs a damn win. I know Dragon Age 4 will probably be the first game coming out next. Let's be honest. One game ain't going to fix shit. You need 1, 2, 3 hitters. You know what I mean?
Amen. Amen. Absolutely. Oh. Yeah, it's a good time for gaming, man. It really, really is.
And now I do want to talk about my cons. I did experience quite a few glitches through the game, to be honest with you.
I did too.
There was one time where I was just with the rocket boots and I just died. Like, multiple times I just died. Nowhere. I just fell through the map and died. Like, because I don't know if I was going too fast or what. I just fell through the map and died.
Breaking that sound barrier, man.
Yeah. Like, I'm like Sonic. The Flash. And then what was the other thing? Other than that, I think the other thing is I wish the game was a little bit longer. I think there was more depth you could have gotten into with all the characters, kind of like you were saying. Even though I liked what we got, I would have liked a little bit more exploring that world, because we only saw really two other versions of two other beloved characters.
Yeah.
That was really it. There's a lot of characters.
And then Sid. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was it. And even with the planets, only like three planets had replayability.
Yeah. I mean, there's like Xerxes is kind of cool, because I mean, that's where you go. There's always the arena that you always do.
Yeah.
The big like wasteland one, like I collected like all of the armor, because I collected everything because I thought there was going to be a trophy for everything, and there wasn't. Yeah. Which kind of let me down. I'm like, okay, well, I'd collected collected these 20 bolts and like all this armor.
There's no trophies for any of that.
I don't think so, no. But like this, you can like, I mean, upgrading your gun to a certain point, but like even like filling out like the arsenal technically doesn't include every single gun, which was weird, because there's still like upgraded versions of them that you can buy if you play in challenge mode. And I actually had to go back in challenge mode to get the last two trophies. And then because one of the, you had to buy one gun in order to like complete the arsenal trophy. And then the other one, which is, it was just a combat one that I kept messing around and with. So yeah, it was, but yeah, other than that, I do agree with your cons. I do wish it was longer. Just because it was a fun ride, but like, it just felt like it was over too quick, but maybe it's just because we're so conditioned. I mean, you know, we watch movies and review TV shows, for God's sake. So it's like, we're used to like these super long, you know,
atmosphere games. And I think that's the thing. It's a fun, nice ride. It's worth the $70. It's absolutely good. I'm ready to get to my rating if you are, man.
Yeah. Go ahead. What would you rate Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart?
I'd give it a 9 out of 10. I think this is honestly one of the best in the franchise. I loved it beginning to end, and I was just absolutely obsessed with it.
Okay. I'm going to give it an 8.5, just for the reasons I mentioned earlier. I really wish they would have did a little bit more with Rivet, but like, I'm glad we got Rivet, and the fact that I had to like, I was collecting things and then like nothing really happened on that side. Cause when I was going through the trophy list, I'm like, okay, like some of these are make sense. Others, I was like, okay, well, I collected 20 of these gold balls. Like I like searched and hunted for these things and I got nothing for it. I was like, I mean, okay, technically you do get something for them, but you don't get a trophy. I guess I was looking more for the trophy. But yeah, I would get an 8.5. Like, as of right now, this is my game of the year. I mean,
oh yeah.
There's not much else out right now.
I don't know. You don't know what's coming out later this year besides Halo.
That's true.
So we'll see what happens, man.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm excited. Bring on more games.
Oh, absolutely. But yeah, that pretty much concludes our review here of Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart. Of course, Zach, thank you always for, you know, coming on Talking Shop. Let everyone know where they can find you on the internet. What's coming up on your channel?
Just type in Zach Pope on YouTube and you'll find me over there. I do have lots of reviews coming out this week. Black Widow is one of probably the biggest ones many of you guys are talking about. The Boss Baby 2 I'll also be reviewing. The Purge 2, Purge 5, I don't know which one it is.
Purge 10.
Final Purge, whatever.
Fast Purge.
And that's it, guys. But thank you so much, Christian. I have a blast doing this every time we get to talk games.
Oh, of course, man. Thank you so much for the kind words. And of course, you can leave us a 5-star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts if you enjoy the show. And I believe our next thing, because I know we said it was going to be a monthly thing, but things just kept popping up and it's crazy. Yeah. It's like, let's keep talking about it. I think the next thing that we'll definitely dive into would be the EA Play, which is coming out, releasing, I think that's
July 22nd.
Yeah, July 22nd. That's right. It's right in front of my face. Oh my gosh. So that'll probably be the next thing. Yeah. I know.
I'm down, man. I'm ready.
Yeah, but yeah,
give me that Mass Effect and Dragon Age fucking news, man. Please.
That's honestly all I want. And well, they're talking about that the Dead Space 3 or Dead Space thing. I'm like, okay, but like, I want KOTOR and I want Jade Empire. Yeah, like, that's what I want. Like, I love
Dead Space, soon.
But oh yeah,
you're gonna get it soon, man.
It is what it is. Here's but yeah, for sure. But yeah, let me close this out here. And that concludes today's show. Thank you all for listening. And if you enjoy our content, we greatly appreciate it. If you can leave us a 5-star rating review on Apple Podcasts, follow us on Twitter at Critics Plague Pod. This is Leo, Zach, and Christian signing off. You take it easy.